Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Nice to see you.
And nice to see you.
And also WBJC's Kati Harrison. Nice to see you as well.
Thanks for inviting me.
Well, you know, it's a pleasure to have you here. We have two white wines to review this morning. Both of them are from Austria. So let's start with them in the order that we tasted. One is the Strauss Sauvignon Blanc, a classic from 2015. And this was an all Sauvignon Blanc. This was from the south of Austria, sort of straight down from Vienna, almost to the Slovenian border, as it were, in the town of Gumlitz. Kati Harrison, you want to start since you're our guest?
Well, Sauvignon Blanc for me sometimes is a little bit dry and a little bit unattainable, but this I felt was very balanced. There's something just well-rounded about it. I liked it very much.
Mm-hmm. Mary?
I feel like I'm on Face the Music
you
now.
You are.
With our panel discussion. It's so nice to have guests.
Yes.
Thank you for being here, Kati.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Jonathan, I think you picked a winner here. I really, really, really like this wine. In the nose, I got some chalk and lemon rind, but then on the palate, there's a little bit more citrus. I just really love the stoniness and the minerality of this. It tastes specifically of place, and that's so appealing.
What I think is interesting about this is you could be describing, as you said, a wine from the Loire Valley or a wine from Burgundy.
Yeah, a little bit of Chablis, maybe.
Exactly. And I thought this was a really delicious wine. Also, for about $15, we all enjoyed this. And it's not your classic New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc profile, but it is a very enjoyable wine.
It doesn't have the grapefruit or the grassiness, but it's still truly Sauvignon Blanc.
So our next one was called Pannonica, which was a blend, also 2015 vintage. And this was an Austrian blend of Grüner Veltliner, 40%, 35% Chardonnay, and 25% Pinot Blanc. Kati, what do you think?
The first thing I thought when I tasted it, I thought, maybe I should get used to liking this because I think Jonathan's going to bring this home.
It's true. It's like stray cats, I guess.
I like stray cats. This is not my favorite thing in the whole wide world. It's a little bit dry for me and not quite so much that I could sharpen my teeth. It's just a little austere for me.
Mm-hmm. Mary?
Yeah, I think austere is a good way to describe it. The nose is richer than what you find on the palate. And the fruit is a little more subdued. It's very aromatic, but once you get to tasting it, that sort of orangey citrus is a little bit muted. Again, a lot of stoniness. It's a very clean tasting wine. I like it. I love the name because it makes me think of Thelonious Monk and his piece Pannonica, which was a paean to his patron of the same name. But I like the first wine better.
I like this one very much because it sharpened my teeth a little bit, which I enjoyed. This did have that kind of grassy, dry, almost Sauvignon Blanc profile. Ironically, that's the one grape that's not in here. And they say hints of roses and lime. I certainly got the lime. They also have spicy hay and apricot. I get the apricot. I'll never know what spicy hay is. So generally my
you
hay is...
You need to spend some time in the country.
Exactly. My hay is not so spicy. So Pannonica White Blend 2015, $11. And Kati, you're right, this will definitely come home with me. So, for Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
I'm Kati Harrison.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.